Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and double Dutch aficionado, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is Grown Folks Double Dutch. I learned how to jump double Dutch late in life. By late, I mean 12 years old. In the hood, that's way late. If that were old enough to drive a car, it would have qualified me for handicap parking. It's not my fault. As a kid, I listened to a lot of AM radio and consequently didn't know how to keep a beat. You need rhythm to jump double Dutch, or the rope will literally trip you up. As an adult, it used to be that I could get my double Dutch fixed whenever I saw a group of girls playing in the neighborhood. Several years ago, I saw some young'uns outside my local library. I asked if I could join them and offered to turn for my jump. One of the little girls said, "You don't have to turn, miss." "Yes, she do," mumbled one of the others. I smiled because she was right. Proper etiquette dictates that you at least offer to turn for your jump. But opportunities like this haven't happened in a long time. Kids don't play outside like they used to. No double dutch, no hopscotch, no freeze tag. Is it any wonder we have a childhood obesity problem? How are kids supposed to outrun the neighborhood pedophile if they've never learned how to run? But that's another issue. Apparently, I'm not the only one who's missed hearing the swish, 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 swish of a double-turning rope. Earlier this year, I found a meetup group called Double Dutch Lovers NYC. I've been wanting to hook up with them for months, but my schedule didn't allow it. Finally, our calendars synced up, and I got to go to the end of summer jump. No, I didn't know anyone. I just took myself and a bag full of Bengay, Aleve, my good sneakers, and a positive mental attitude. I also took a glucosamine pill before and after. I had a blast. I met wonderful women, some who jump regularly and some who haven't jumped in 30 years. I felt like we all knew each other from back in the day and around the way. Although we didn't have a permit, a mini picnic broke out, complete with yellow rice, atomic wings, and sea salt potato chips. Don't worry, we jumped it all, okay, most of it off. At the moment, the group doesn't have a place to meet indoors during the winter, so we only have a few more weeks of temperate weather to meet in the park, and I really hope me and my bag of preventative analgesics can make it. It just doesn't feel like exercise when you're having this much fun. Thanks for listening. If you're a fan of the podcast and blog, please visit theurbanirma.com, click the donate button, and buy your favorite writer, comic, cool chick, and double Dutch jumper a cup of coffee. Any amount will help keep the good times coming. Thanks so much for the love and support.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will.